Hand off, Tyler Peruski straight up the middle. Taken down inside the 15-yard line to the 14.
And again, it kind of brings up the argument. We've had it in years past. Greater Thumb Conference versus NCTL, Deckerville. I mean, it's only their first year. But again, you know, the Greater Thumb Conference just imposing their will. We saw it earlier in the year, Harbor Beach with a win over North Huron. Ubley now with a win over Deckerville. In years past, they've had wins over Dryden of the NCTL as well. So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a snake bitten type conference, if you want to say that, just because they've had such poor luck against the Greater Thumb Conference.
Handoff to Tyler Peruski, it looked like, and he got tripped up in the backfield, not by the Deckerville defense, but just his own doing. No gain on the play, so third down and 5 coming up. Ball spotted at the Bearcat, rather the Eagle, 14-yard line.
Some pretty impressive numbers passing-wise by Ubley there in the first half. I wouldn't be surprised to see him maybe take a shot here with it being third and 5.
Even the total yards, 295 for Ubley, 54 for the Eagles. Full house formation now behind Austin Drake on third down and 5. Drake will take the snap, and he will just tuck it in and run it himself on the far left side of the field. Looks like he has enough for a first down as he's taken down inside the 10.
Nice job by Drake there. Just a little bit of a little shake move there to kind of slow up that Deckerville defense. They kind of had the angle on him, it looked like, at first there, but Drake with really good speed to the outside. You know, you can't say enough about Austin Drake. He's really grown as a passer, as a complete quarterback. You know, you could see it there in week 3 against Marlette. Really didn't have it all together quite yet. But the passing tonight here, the running ability he showed against Harbor Beach there a few weeks ago, and we saw him just really turn into a really good quarterback here for Ubley. They don't need to be a superstar either. This really the superstars of the Ubley teams are the offense and defensive lines, and the quarterback's just more of a caretaker in this offense.
First and goal from the 6, the handoff. Going right up the middle with it is Cleary, the ball carrier. And Cleary will pick up a couple here on the play.
And again, Ubley inside the 5-yard line here again, knocking on the door. And Deckerville find themselves an Ubley score away from almost being in the point differential rule. They have not been on the opposite side of this one this year, as they've had their fair share of blowouts in NCTL league action.
Pickup of 3 on that last play by Cleary. So it's second and goal from the 3. Full house formation behind Drake. He'll take the snap and hand it off. And going right up the middle and into the end zone for the touchdown is the Bearcats, Tyler Peruski.
Well, Tyler Peruski finally being rewarded for all the extra running he did tonight on the touchdown callback and the big interception return callback. Peruski, his first touchdown of the evening.
That comes with 6:38 to play here in the third quarter. The Bearcat lead is now 34-0. The conversion try coming up. Bearcats will go for 2 as Drake leads everybody up to the line of scrimmage. Full house formation behind him. He'll call out the play, take the snap, drops back to throw. Looking, pass is completed, but short of the goal line. Nash had it, caught it at the 1. So the 2-point conversion, no good. 34-0, 6:38 to play, third quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
We do live in challenging times. Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance and Bad Axe. More than ever, we all value peace of mind.
We, along with Auto Owners Insurance, will give you a deep sense of security and confidence. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. Having the right insurance protection from the right person is essential, especially when it comes to handling claims. It's a good feeling knowing you are prepared with your auto owner's agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, at your side.
From a fire, windstorm, or car accident, with Auto Owners and Peruski Insurance, you'll be assured that everything will be okay. Stop in, let's talk about being sure you have the protection you need in these challenging times. It could be the smartest conversation you'll ever have.
As your auto owner's agency, we will add confidence to your future. We are Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's agency, at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire
Bearcats
and Bad-Ax.
Kick it off. They have a 34-0 lead. The ball will bounce inside the 15-yard line and be picked up by the Eagles' Dylan Lundgren. And Lundgren will find his way out close to the 25-yard line, and that is where they will have it, first and 10.
That last doubly scoring drive, six plays, 43 yards. Tyler Peruski, a three-yard touchdown run, the two-point conversion, no good.
Update out of that Sandusky USA game, courtesy of Paul Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune. Sandusky 12, USA nothing. And the Patriots hanging on for dear life as far as the playoffs go. Need a win tonight, and right now trailing at home 12-0. Eagles with the football at their own 25-yard line, first and 10. The handoff goes straight up the middle, and the Eagles pick up close to five on that play. It's looked like Lundgren, the ball carrier. Give him seven on the play, second down and three coming up.
Well, Sandusky with a win tonight clinches a playoff berth. A good Sandusky squad down there, kind of an underrated team. You know, they had their only league loss to Ubley, and kind of a heartbreaker. I mean, up 21-0 in the first quarter, Ubley just making mistake after mistake, and you know, Ubley fighting their way back, showing some good character. But that Sandusky team, a good football team down there.
Paul and I talked about that during the break as the Eagles carry it right up the middle. Richard Wolfong, the ball carrier, and he has what looks to be an Eagle first down. Had the Redskins tighten up the defense and not allowed Ubley to crawl back into that football game, you're right. The Redskins may have a share of the Greater Thumb East this year, but not to be. They're going to finish a game behind the Bearcats at 4-1. Ubley finishing 5-0. First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 37-yard line. Handoff goes to Cody Ross. Ross with a little bit of running room on the right side. Picks up close to seven on the play. Second down coming up for the Eagles, who are trailing 34-0, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. This quarter moving by relatively quickly. Handoff for the Eagles. Go straight up the middle. They have another first down. That was Andrew Estrada, number 44, the ball carrier.
And we got an ugly timeout
for the Eagles. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Smiling, eating, laughing. Regardless of what you use them for, your teeth are always important and should be well cared for. Hi, I'm Michael Kaufman. When it comes to straightening teeth for the long haul, orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggison is the best in the Thumb. My sister, my brother, and I all trusted our teeth to Dr. Larry Eggison, and we love the results. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation. Dr. Eggison's is located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 269-6811. That's 269-6811. Trust your smile to orthodontic specialist Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb area youth.
The ball carrier for the Eagles, picking up nine on the play, second and one coming up. Or rather, one. Looking at the chains the wrong way. 1 yard on the play, second and nine coming up. Update in that Brown City Marlette game. Brown City 41, Marlette 13 at the half. The Green Devils all over Marlette. Back to throw as Petullo has a man open, completes the pass to Richard Wilfong, and that is a Deckerville first down. The receiver, Wilfong, brought down at the 29-yard line.
Well, finally a pretty good thrown ball there by Petullo. Wilfong wide open there along the sideline, and a first down for Deckerville. They're moving the ball pretty well here on this drive.